Folks, that was Gute Nacht, and that was Richard Resch accompanying himself from YouTube, you know. So the cool thing is that we have him live in the studio with the gentleman that's going to be accompanying him tonight at part of the AC concert, AC piano series at the Concert Hall Theater tonight. Thanks so much for stopping by. We've got Richard Resch and Diego Caetano live in the studio with me. And that was not a bad recording there for being you're singing and you're playing piano and you're recording yourself. Good job.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
And welcome welcome to the program, Diego. You've been here before. Thank you so much for coming back and sharing some of this information about this fabulous concert that's going on tonight.
Thank you.
Now, this is a Franz Schubert masterpiece kind of concert. Tell us a little bit about what it is that made you both want to come together with this particular piece of music, which is really, really on topic right now because it is just so freezing outside.
That's true, right? For me, it's actually considered the pinnacle of the art songs, the song cycles. And the great thing about it, it's not accompanying the piano part. It's actually chamber music. We're having a duet. The piano part is another voice of the piece. So it's very collaborative, this experience. And you know, it's great music.
And it's written that way to be kind of like two different voices interplaying.
Yes.
Are there any other pieces of music that are similar to that that you've worked with before? Is this pretty stand out?
Well, there are others certainly, but this one of the song cycles, the two big song cycles by Schubert, he always plays with that. You know, the duet between piano and voice, and one cannot exist without the other one.
Yeah, that's a really nice balance there. We just heard Gute Nacht. Is that going to be performed this evening as well?
Yes, indeed. It's the beginning of the whole song cycle, or this kind of song marathon we're going to do tonight. And it just says good night, and like he's taking a farewell to his beloved girlfriend, or maybe girlfriend, you never really know.
His companion.
Exactly. Companion's a great word. And yeah, he just like sneaks out of the village, says good night, I'm gonna write a little greeting to you so you wake up in the morning and see like I've been there, I thought of you, but we're never gonna see each other again.
Oh, it's a Dear John letter, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that was
24 times.
Yeah, that was a gorgeous piece of music. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And folks can see that live tonight, Amarillo College Concert Hall Theater, 7:30 p.m. tonight. This is free and open to the public, which is such a wonderful thing. You invite the public in to just have this moment and see this intimate kind of chamber music concert. And it's something that, you know, we really experience quite a bit here on the High Plains, more
yes.
than you would think. Now, Richard, this is your first time in the U.S.
Yes, indeed. And it's great to be here, I have to say. Like, I've been waiting for ages to come here. And, you know, growing up in Germany or in Europe, we experience a lot of, like, American movies, American music, American politics, whatever. Like, the media are loaded with American appearance and existence. And then you grow up and you see all the movie stuff and you come here and finally it's like, wow, it's like that, and you step into a movie, and that's so great. I'm having so much fun. Like, and Diego laughs at me all the time because, like, I'm excited like a toddler. I'm walking around like, there's a school bus, there's a school. Oh my God, there's Taco Bell. Oh my gosh, like, traffic lights. And I feel a little bit weird, but it's so much fun.
I can't tell you how delighted I am to think that Taco Bell is a source of joy for you. So welcome to our country.
They have vegetarian food right now, which is even better.
Yes, absolutely. So Richard, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do normally. Now, you, like Diego, you tour around a lot. What do you do? Tell us where you're from in Germany.
Well, I'm from the south of Germany. I'm living in Augsburg, a city close to Munich. So I'm Bavarian German, and well, in the end, I study there, I'm living there, I'm based there, but I'm a freelance musician, which means like I go everywhere people want to have me or pay me or whatever. And like, I'm really touring the world, which is great because you see places you would never go. Like, I mean, there are some places like New York. I mean, going there on a free time and on vacation is great. But going to Eastern Ukraine is maybe not on my bucket list, on the highest point for vacations. But going there, being like guided and accompanied by great colleagues and fellows, it's amazing to experience places like that. And even you become very grateful sometimes, like how your living standard is, home. And you think, okay, no, I'm gonna take a little bit more positive outtake on my life because I lead a great life. I have a great place to stay. I have food, I have heating, I have everything. I live in like a politically stable country. And that's amazing.
For now.
Yeah, right now, yeah. Fingers crossed. And that's amazing. And then, of course, like this year will be crazy. And now I'm in the States, but I will go to Israel. I will go to Ukraine again, funny wise. I go to France, Canada, Brazil, and experiencing great places, great people, great food, actually, and being gifted doing music with great colleagues like Diego. It's amazing.
Well, I can imagine that just being able to go to all these places and being welcomed by colleagues that were on the same level as you are. And then it's so great to know that here on the Texas Panhandle, a lot of these folks that go out and cast themselves out into the world, they come right back and they bring this music. So we're all very honored, you know, on the high plains to have, you know, you hosted, Diego, you just got back from Mexico.
Yes.
And you were with Evgeny.
Yes, I was with Evgeny Zvonikov. We performed in Baja California there, recital violin, piano, and gave masterclass at the universities. It was great.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to know that you got all these international, you know, features. You get these spotlights in these other countries, and then you're coming back right now, and you're going to be playing Schubert. What about these particular pieces made you want to do them together? Because this has been years in the making, right?
Well, it was kind of a surprise one day. I was in Switzerland taking the train to Basel, and Richard was in the same train. And we just knew each other by Facebook, not in real life yet. And we sat in front of each other. So it started talking, and we said, oh, now I think it's time to put something together and collaborate. Of course, due to funding and timing and all of those things, we had to wait a little bit, but 2 years after, here we are.
That's pretty great that this all started on a train in Switzerland. It sounds like a horror film or a really charming short story.
Yes.
Let's go for the latter one, please.
So the pieces that you're going to hear, that we're going to hear tonight, all about winter, all about, you know, they sound very sad, but they're also just so heartbreakingly beautiful. You're just not bummed out by it.
Well,
it's tricky sometimes. Like, it's really draining. Like, it's, first of all, it's like a really big chunk of music, and you have to have the stamina on one hand, you have to listen to each other, you have to concentrate, you have to take with you the audience, which is not easy at all. And it's depressing, yes, and it gets sadder and sadder and more gray and dark. And in the end, like, I don't know, you invite audience to come here and like they're in a happy mood, are we gonna go to a concert? In the end, they might be very depressed.
Yeah, it's deprived, like 24 songs of how to get your heart broken.
Exactly, and deal with it or not, and thinking
but in
about
really beautiful notes.
Yes,
indeed. I mean, it's great music.
It makes you think.
Yeah.
And now, while you're singing, and while you're singing it with the piano, and you're singing with your voice, it almost seems like you probably have to kind of inhabit, you know, the like an actor does, you know. And this is a lot of music; it's long music, and sounds pretty emotionally draining. As you've been practicing, how did you do that? Because you're in two separate places, you have just a few days to prep for the concert. What's been the process preparing for this?
Well, we prepared separately, of course, in our places or wherever we have been, like practicing, or for me mostly, first of all, memorizing the music. So I've been on tour all the time, so I had the scores with me and the tuning fork and trying like to learn these pieces by heart, sitting in a train surrounded by screaming children, phoning a businessman and whatever. And you say, okay, well, that's how it is, and you're going to go for that. And it took me way longer in these circumstances, but it was worth it. And then you practice, and then we finally met, and then, well, you do some sessions together and find your way through, find the right tempo that fits everyone. And I guess, yeah, Diego.
Yeah, but I gotta say, like, it was pretty easy to put together. I work with a lot of people, and sometimes we wouldn't even talk to each other, and I would just listen to what he wants from his singing, and we would find an organic way of doing the rest of it. We actually just exchange a few words in the middle of the session. That's pretty different for me, because I, with other people that I collaborate, we stop like every single measure and we, oh, decide, oh, this quarter note is going to be louder than this and this. No, it was just this natural thing that happened.
Mm-hmm. Like micromanaging versus stage telepathy, I think they call it.
Yeah, maybe. And it's like, it's actually the whole winter journey is a journey together. Like, there's, as you said, there's no existing without each other. And it's kind of a symbiosis, and it has to be organic. And actually, we also breathe together. Like, that's so important. Mm-hmm. And then you get into the feeling, and we listen to each other, we react to each other. And so every performance, every run through is different in the end, because like every day is different. We are in a different mood every day. So the tempo might change from time to time, and we take breaks here and there, and it really works with Diego. It's amazing.
You have to read the audience and mm-hmm. see what, I don't know. It's this energy. It's a big energy going there and coming back. And it's a triangle almost, like a pianist, singer, and audience, and back to pianist, and back to audience, back to singer. And it's great.
It sounds delightful. It sounds like it's going to be a really special concert. It sounds like the text of the actual music has a little bit of political turmoil kind of stuffed in there.
Yes, exactly. It's a quite a surprising thing in the end, because it seems to be like a big love poem or like a depressing love poem. But actually, like the first time it was published, it was in a political journal, and that was actually forbidden at that time. So Schubert actually got it like from the historic darknet or wherever, and took these poems and put them to music. But
and what year was that?
That was like 1826, mm-hmm. while the poems were published in 1824, if I'm right. And it was just like one of these many German revolutions that failed, actually. So people resigned, and they had to find codes in sharing thoughts and symbols and stuff. So these kind of innocent love poems are full of code words, like keep on going, share thoughts, and that's a pretty interesting thing. Though even if Schubert might not have had the idea of bringing it to a new level politically, it's still like the background of it, and that makes it so much more intriguing. Mm-hmm. Indeed, like there's so many layers psychologically and symbolically in the whole piece and text, and it's worth to study it. Like, but it's a lot of work, of course, and it's German, so. Not everyone would go for that.
Not even modern German, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's a little bit old-fashioned. It's a little bit like mannered from time to time, but it's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a fantastic show tonight. Folks, get this on your radar. It's 7:30 p.m. tonight, free and open to the public at Amarillo College's beautiful concert hall theater. And it's going to be Schubert with Dr. Diego Gaetano on piano, and Richard Resch, tenor, is going to be singing. And you do not want to miss this, folks. Thank you both so much for coming in and sharing. And this is such an amazing collaboration. I hope it is not your last. And don't go to Taco Bell.
Thank you.
There are better restaurants, Richard.
I know, right? Experienced them. Amazing here. Lots of good stuff. Thanks
for
having us here.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Folks, go check it out. I'll post some information about this. I think, we've only got 3.5 minutes left. I can do math. And I think we're going to take it off with Mitternacht. What does that mean?
Midnight.
Ah, Midnight. Okay, Dark. So we're going to do Kraftwerk because I can, because you're German and it's contextual. Oh, wow,
that's amazing. What a contrast.
All right, well, thank you all so much for being here. And folks, we've got Bill McLaughlin up next with Exploring Music at noon Central. After that, Sinfonia at 1 p.m. And stay tuned after that, New York Philharmonic this week, and then All Things Considered at 4 p.m. Central. One of my only chance I'm going to get to play anything off of Autobahn. Here's Kraftwerk on High Plains Morning. Y'all have a fantastic day. What's for lunch? Not Taco Bell.